Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
We bring you the clips. We've had a statement from the Premier League off the back of that story. Following media disclosures earlier this week and discussions with David Pemsall, the Premier League has today accepted David's resignation and he will no longer be joining as chief executive. Richard Masters will continue as interim chief executive. No further comment will be made at this stage, says the communications people at the Premier League. So more on that later. But clips of the week time, Andy. Would you like to kick us off?
I would. And we start with newsreader Shauna McCarthy getting quite emotional over Jose's return to football.
He says he's learned from his bruising tenure at United and is coming back a better manager. That game is live.
Your job, by the way. Well, a bit dicey, wasn't it?
It was a little bit, yeah.
Shauna's fellow newsreader Colin Besley was also struggling this week.
Manchester United had to settle for a 3-3 draw after coming from 2-0 down to lead 3-2 before Sheffield United's 90th minute equaliser.
Oldest game in the world. Yeah.
It's happened to all of us.
It does, certainly has, yeah.
And staying with our fine newsreaders, here's Paul Ross on Extra Time.
We're also previewing game day, loads to get through, so why am I yakking? Let's get the news headlines right now. Here he is, Ross Powell.
Good morning, I'm Rob Malarkey.
Oh, what a malarkey.
He is Britain's foremost Ross Powell impersonator.
He is, yeah. He does a lot of, he goes out as a Ross Powell impersonator. This is Sam Allardyce discussing the unforgettable Harry Maguire.
It's a drop in the ocean, the net spend, wasn't it? Like, you mean, when you see, I mean, everybody goes, oh, they spent 80 million I've got his name.
Got his name.
Fair enough, really.
Yeah, the unforgettable Harry Maguire.
And why are you trying to remember things? Who was it that sang Sitting on the Dock of the Bay?
That's a good question, Andy. We should know this. I can't remember, actually.
Nigel Botherwell was playing it on Fisherman's Blues last Sunday. He might know.
He might know, yeah.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
What a classic. Thank you very much for that one, Karen, my producer.
I'm sure Otis Redding had something to do with it.
Yeah. Do you know what? Karen, the producer of Fisherman's Blues, did that.
Yeah.
Did that song.
Who knew?
Wow. See, they've got it all wrong. Music, history, staying with music legends, Jim White celebrated a notable birthday and went full Alan Partridge.
What's love got to do with it?
What indeed? Tina Turner.
Don't talk to the songs, Jim. What's next then?
It's Steve Harmison on Breakfast Now, chatting about United's youth prospects.
Gomez has come on a sub. He came on a sub for Wayne Rooney in 2017. There's a lot met of him. I like to see this young Gardner.
Do you really? better than an old Gardner.
Oh, no, I prefer somebody like Monty Don myself.
Really? It's back-breaking work. It's a young man's game, gardening. And staying with Harmy, you think of all the questions that you'd like to ask Harmy, you know, what was it like winning the 2005 Ashes? How did he feel after that first ball wide at the Gabba? Not Alan Brazil, of course, who took a very different approach.
It's a huge headache for the selectors if Crawley goes and scores runs, which I hope he does.
Harmy, it's the million-dollar question. Have you ever had a stalker?
What?
Ever had a stalker?
Apart from Alan.
bit sinister that was, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was. Now, many of you will know that our East Midlands correspondent, Jeff Peters, is also a DJ, and occasionally he manages to combine the two.
Yeah.
Kieran Gibbs back in the team, opened the scoring. Pereira got the second.
been
around the outside.
Yeah, I remember
around
that one outside. In Ibiza. He was tremendous.
Yeah, that's, yeah. That was a bit of scratching, old Jeff. And Jim White had a hell of a prize up for grabs on his show this week.
I wish I was the lucky contestant in this one, Natalie. Today on TalkSport, we're giving away one lucky listener.
Wow, really? Who too?
That's a bit much, isn't it? Surely there's regulations. How are we going to get him in the post? Or her, indeed. I don't know what's going to... It can't be giving away the listeners. We need all the listeners we can get.
It's true.
What's next?
It's time now for the TalkSport Caller of the Week.
We need someone that understands us, that's in that dugout. Look at your top four managers now. You've got Pep, you've got the other fella, Guardiola.
TalkSport Caller of the Week.
Yeah, the other fella, Guardiola. Now, what's that word that means both salivating and gallivanting? Alan Biggs, he'll fill us in on that one, I think.
The minute forensic detail in which football started, we would not even... At the moment, can get lost. I saw Chris Wilder gallivating.
That's it, gallivating. Gallivating, yeah, it's a great word, isn't it? Yeah.
And also inventing a new word this week, Stuart Pearce.
And I don't want to take him away from Leicester. I thought that that was a really good fit. And I understand your tonality...
It's a good job you do.
What's that even mean?
it's a good job you do, Stu. Alan Brazil again, and I do struggle with those Portuguese names.
Europa League is back today. Wolves take on Braga. Boss Nuno Espirito Santo.
Nuno Asparagus Santa.
I shall never think of him as anything else but Nuno Asparagus Santa.
Yeah, it is getting near Christmas, so I can understand why he did it. Yeah.
Back to Fisherman's Blues now, and Nigel's guest was on a fishing trip to Norway and was very big on returning the fish to the sea.
Yeah.
Do you know what, Nigel? They all go back really healthy. We keep a couple of haddocks and a couple of cod to eat. We bring them back and we eat them.
Yeah, they're less healthy, obviously.
Obviously.
Not quite as healthy as the ones that get thrown back. And finally, it is Goffey on Drive talking England cricket and suggesting a bold team selection.
If I was him, Chris Silver, the next game, I'd play three different players. I'd play Zach Crawley. I'd play Parkey.
Well, I know he's not had a good day in New Zealand, but...
Opening the batting with Jamie Cullum and Norah Jones.
Norah Jones, Jamie Cullum, Michael Bublé. But Michael is in his mid-80s. He's a good cricketer.
He was a very good cricketer.
To sling him in now, I think, would be pushing it a bit,
really.
So there's your clips of the week. Thank you to Billy Snowflake, John McGooner, Illy Dumitrescu, Sean Smith, Andy Taylor, Mickey Boyd, Roger from Durham, Nobby Lanise, oh god. The Sultan, Lobby, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The Sultan, Chardonnay Freuder, Wardy, The Juice, Chef Mark Veyrat, Alan Jenkins, Jurgen Courtshort, Jamie Richens.
Chef Mark Veyrat, that bloke that's suing the Michelin guy, isn't
it? Grant Laird, John Norman, and Garner Levitt all suggested clips that were played this week. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please send it in to
us. TalkSport.
TalkSport. Please send it in to us. How are you? TalkSport. Text 81089. Tweet TSH and J, of course. Yes, TSH ANDJ. And give us a day and a time when you heard it, and if it's played, you will get the credit.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.